up, guys? It's your girl BK. You're tuned to Fat and Figuring It Out right here on Anchor.fm. And definitely shout out the other platforms we are on. We're on Spotify. We are on Google Play. We are on iTunes. We are on everything and are everywhere. And I love it. So definitely shout out to you, the listener, for tuning into the show. Today we are going to talk about celebrating non-scale victories. Yes, there is a such thing called non-scale victories. Sometimes we are so focused on the scale itself, the weight that we have lost or gained, but that there is such a bigger picture. The scale is only the piece of the pie, very small piece of the pie. And I know that you are working on those New Year resolutions, and I wanted to give you some extra encouragement. Yeah, so I'm going to talk about celebrating non-scale victories. And if you have any other show ideas, definitely reach out to me. Someone sent me this and said, you know, I should talk about this because people, you know, they lose enthusiasm with their goals, when it comes to their goals, because they get on the scale and don't see where they want it to be in a certain period of time. And they asked if I could talk about it. So I said, yes, of course. Of course. It's a great, great topic. If you have any other ideas, definitely reach out to me. BetterBodyByBK@gmail.com. That's BetterBodyByBK@gmail.com. So celebrating non-scale victories. Okay. There are a few of them I want to talk about. They're kind of like by the book, but I have my own. Okay. I have my own. So I'll talk about that as well. And I do want you to definitely join my Facebook page, okay? Go to the Facebook page, Better Body by BK. That's Better Body by BK. Now, guys, check this out. I got an accountability group happening on January 27th at 7 p.m. It's the first accountability group. The reason why I wanted to start it at the end of the first month of the new year to hold folks accountable, right? We all need accountability. And this is something I talk to my clients about. As adults, we feel like nobody can tell us nothing, right? So we have to be accountable for our goals. We have to know that you're expected to achieve what you set out to. So don't think because you a grown woman, a grown man, that you're not being looked at like, okay, you said you were going to do this, now make it happen. Stick with it, right? So definitely if you're interested in attending that accountability group, it's on January 27th at 7 p.m. on 2160 Long Beach Boulevard in Long Beach. For more information, reach out to me. 562-444-8992. Again, that's 562-444-8992. That's Better Body Buddies Accountability Group. All right. More information, you know how to reach me. So let's get into these non-scale victories. We are celebrating non-scale victories. Yes. Okay. So let's go. I'm gonna hop right on into it. The number one. Or number one, not the number one. Number one, how are you sleeping? Do you feel rested when you rise? That's a non-scale victory. Usually when you're overweight and, you know, you may have sleep apnea, your breathing is all off, you're snoring and all this other craziness. When you start taking control of your health, exercising, eating better, you should see a difference in how you're sleeping. So do you feel rested when you rise? And if you do, guess what? That's a non-scale victory. Sleep is the best. I mean, I used to work until the next day and not even realize I haven't gotten any sleep. Now, if it's an important project and it needs to get done, I understand. But for your wellness, well-being, you need to sleep. Your body needs to do the maintenance, especially after you put in a hard workout, you kicked butt, your body needs to repair itself. right? Your muscles need to repair itself. It needs to absorb the nutrients of in the food and so on and so forth. So that's why sleep is important. If you're not sleeping, your body's not doing its job. You're not letting it do its job. So do you feel rested when you rise? How are you sleeping? If you are sleeping better, that's a non-scale victory. All right. Number two, how is your overall energy? How is your energy throughout the day? You should see a drastic difference, right? When you're not eating right, not exercising, you're kind of groggy. You're just kind of making it to different places. It's like, you know, how are you? I made it. You ever heard somebody say that before? How are you? I'm glad I made it. Like, why wouldn't you make it? You know, it's like your energy should be different. You should feel a boost and you should feel an exhilaration, you know, especially after working out and you're eating right. You should feel a change within your mind and your body and your soul. If you are feeling that change, guess what? That's a non-scale victory. Okay. Have you noticed any change in your level of interest in social activities or events? Are you seeing that you do want to involve yourself in more community activities or activities at work, right? Oh, hey, Janet, you want to go out for coffee after work? I don't know why people do it, but they do. You may say, you know what? Yeah, sure, I'll go with you. And other times you may just want to go home and just be in your own space, you know? Are you seeing those changes where you're interested in being more social and not reclusive, right? What changes have you noticed in your cognitive function and focus? Are you feeling more focused now? Are you feeling less foggy and more focused? If you're feeling more focused, guess what? That's a non-scale victory. Yes. And I felt that cloudiness before. Like, it's your brain is all over the place. You're trying to do 10 things at once. And when you take control of what you're eating, what you're putting in your body, and how you are treating your body, there's a difference. There's a big difference. There's a clear focus. Okay? And if you're feeling more focused, yes, that's a non-scale victory. How are you feeling about projects at work? Right? How are you feeling about projects at work? Are you feeling like, I can take this on? I am going to take this head on with me and my team? Are you stepping up? Are you feeling more involved? Are you feeling like I can be seen and I can also be heard? Are you less like in the back? Hope nobody notices me. Hope nobody asks me a question. Now you're feeling confident about yourself and you want to step into every project that is handed out. And that's a good thing. If you're feeling that way, that's a non-scale victory. All right. So we got down to messed up on the numbers. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is number 5. On a scale of 1 to 10, what is your perceived level of stress? Are you feeling a difference in your stress? Are you not letting things get to you as much? I felt like I used to just be bothered. Everything just bothered me. I always felt like everything just irritated me. And that's probably what I was eating, you know, made me irritable. You know, too much sugar or too much carbs just made me irritable. So how is your perceived level of stress? How are you feeling now? Well, you know, you switched it up. You're working out more. You're walking more. You're thinking happier thoughts. You're taking out time for yourself and not just for work or your kids or your family. How are you feeling? Because it's a trickle down effect. You know that, right? So if your level of stress is through the roof, then you're passing that on to whoever comes in contact with you, you know, especially at home. So you want to get that under control, all right? You want to get that under control, and you want your scale of stress to be at a 1 to none. And if you're feeling 1 to none, that's a non-scale victory, okay? Number 6. How often do you feel anxious or worried? Are you feeling less anxious? Are you feeling less worried? If you are, that's a non-scale victory. What activities have you done that brings you joy? So usually when you start to become more active, you surround yourself with more active people, more active lifestyle. You start to find things that you like to do. So it makes you want to do more. So you're like, oh, well, maybe I should start with, maybe I should start yoga. Let me try yoga. Or maybe I should try indoor rock climbing. That's something I still haven't done yet. And that's on my to-do list, indoor rock climbing. But you try to find other activities that's going to bring you joy and make you feel good, make your body smile, as I always say, and make your face smile. So what activities have you done that bring you joy? You know, that counteracts that stress. So that to bring that stress level to a 1 to 9, you know, you go hiking with a hiking group or something. And that's something that brings you joy. And that's a non-scale victory. Okay. Celebrate those non-scale victory, folks. Okay. Other things that I personally do is, how do my clothes fit? You know, the scale, again, is such a small piece of the puzzle. And I often hate weighing my clients. It's a part of the process, but it's not the bigger picture. It's just not, because it's going to fluctuate. It's going to go up. It's going to go down. You're going to drink water. You know, you didn't poop like you're supposed to. Like, all of that affects the scale, man. And don't get it twisted, though. If the scale don't lie, if you ain't been eating right, it's going to tell you. Right? Just like the mirror. But it's not the end-all be-all. So it's a part of the process, but it's not the end-all be-all. It's a piece of the, a small piece of the puzzle. What's more important is how is your clothing fitting? You know, start looking at those little things. One thing I talked about last week on my Facebook page is being able to wrap yourself in a towel and the towel stay up. A regular towel. Not a beach towel. You know, the beach towels be all big. Not a beach towel, a regular towel. And be able to walk around the house and do a number of things and that towel stay on, locked and loaded. That's a non-scale victory. Celebrate those moments. Until you do get that victory on the scale, boom, okay, got that. I'm happy with it. But I'm also happy about my other non-scale victories. That bring me joy and push me further and encourage me to stay on my health and wellness journey. So definitely celebrate those non-scale victories. I'm going to see if I'm going to put this on the blog, Fat and Figuring It Out. I'll see if I'll add this on my blog. I don't know if I will, but if you have any questions, comments, concerns, definitely reach out to me, betterbodybybk@gmail.com. That's betterbodybk@gmail.com. And if you're interested in sponsoring the program, definitely, we are looking for sponsors. So shoot me an email about that as well, betterbodybybk@gmail.com. That's betterbodybybk@gmail.com. I got so much lined up for you coming up in 2019. I'm so super pumped. I'm so super excited. I want you to be so super pumped and excited as well. If you're interested in personal training, definitely, I have a few slots still open. Obviously, you have to be in the LA Long Beach area, but I also have an awesome online program that I just started. So if you're interested in that, definitely reach out to me so I can give you more information. Have a great day or night, and I definitely look forward to speaking with you soon. Have a great one. Bye, guys.